This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of July 23rd, 2023. On the phone with us this week, not ashamed, Richard, Adrian, Rod, and Jim. Richard, we talked in the break. How did not ashamed, where did it begin? How did this start, and how did it become the band that it is today?
Sure. Happy to talk about that. Thanks again for having us on the show. We're so honored to be here. Not Ashamed started about 10 years ago. I got saved when I was on the road. I dropped out of college, went on the road with a Christian band. It was actually, I went on the road with a Christian band before I got saved. I was on the Fake It Till You Make It program. And got around a bunch of guys that really knew God. And realized the truth of the gospel and got saved while I was on the road. And then after moved to Nashville kind of shortly thereafter and was just kind of out of the music game. I had done a lot of touring earlier and had gotten a little burned out on it. But I really felt that my wife had bought me an electric guitar, that my Grace and Peace guitar that you see on stage with the Dead Razor on it. And I just felt like maybe it was time to get started again. And I met a guy. I was working for the Gideons at the time, the people that leave the Bibles in the hotels and things of that nature. And the guy that sat next to me at work was a guy by the name of Tony Person. And he became my best friend and was literally one of the best, probably the best musician and guitar player I've ever met in my life. And so we decided that we wanted to start a band. So we ran some ads and said, we're looking for some people that want to play rock and roll and share the gospel. Because from the beginning, in addition to making music, our primary focus has always been preaching the gospel. Every single show that we play, we always present the gospel in a clear, easy to understand message. We don't ask beforehand, and which means sometimes we don't get invited back. But we're not going to play if we can't preach the gospel. So later on, Don joined the band. He's not here today, but he's the drummer. He's the other original member of the band. And then we went through a few bass players. We kind of went through bass players like Spinal Tap, went through drummers there for a little while. But one spontaneously combusted, another one, I'll go to that. But then Rod, who was actually friends with Don, I'll let him talk about that a little bit in a minute. He joined the band and he's pretty much been our bass player ever since. And then about a couple of years ago, right before the pandemic, we'd played together, kind of off and on for 5 or 6 years. And then about 2-3 years ago, we decided, okay, we're going to get serious about it now. If we're going to do this, now's the time. And so we started recording our album that's coming out. Good Day is one of the tracks on that album. And I'd always wanted to have a big band, a horn section and B3 and an amazing, female backup singer, which we found in Adrian, and we're so blessed to have her. Mm-hmm. And so we started playing out more live, and we had the amazing opportunity to start opening for Petra on their Southeast summer tour. And that's been an absolute blast. So, that's kind of how it all started.
Well, and Richard, when I met you, you have the hair for it too, because I'm super jealous of that. Every lead singer of a Christian rock band has to fling the hair on the stage. And so next time I'm on stage with you, I'm bringing a wig.
There you go. Well, you know, it's funny because I when I worked at the Gideons, you know, the Gideons are like the most conservative, you know, it's a bunch of old guys with white hair. And my boss had actually talked me into cutting it off because I'd had long hair for years. And he was like, hey, man, if you're going to go to meetings, you got to, you know, you can't be having long hair. And so I had my hair short for quite some time. And then when COVID hit, I started working remotely. And I got a job. I tried to grow it out a couple times over the years. But you know, you go through this phase where it doesn't look cool. It, you know, you just kind of look like you're homeless. And so finally I got a job where there were no video meetings, and I could, you know, I finally got it out past that homeless phase. And now, you know, I'm kind of back into kind of, you know, once it'll all go back into a ponytail, you're fine. But you know,
Well, all right. We'll be back with more for Not Ashamed. And we've got special treats this morning because our Bible verses of the hour are going to be a little bit different. We'll be right back. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mick Sunday Morning. On the phone with us, the group Not Ashamed. I had the awesome opportunity to intro Not Ashamed to the stage and Petra to the stage, but as Richard was explaining in the first part of the interview, you always introduce the gospel in the show, and that's what I was most impressed. I love the music, but I believe that anytime you stand up in front of anyone, you have to present that gospel, and that's what I don't want to diminish the performance, because you guys were amazing. But that's the thing that caught me the most, that you took the time from playing music. You know, the words are in the music, but you took the time to share the gospel of Jesus with the audience.
Well, I'll jump in. I mean, that is, that's really the whole purpose of us being here. I mean, Certainly, we love the music. We love being able to, entertain. We love to worship too, and we start our set with a worship song that we wrote, which is a little bit contrary for a typical rock concert. But at the end of the day, the reason for us doing what we do is to share the good news of the gospel. You know, if we're not proclaiming Christ as the savior of the world, then there's really no purpose in us in doing what we're doing. You know, he has done everything for us, and we're just here to reflect that.
And it's a shame, as Richard said, that some places you go, you can't go back because you did that. And that's just it's the world we live in today.
Yeah.
Well, it means absolutely nothing without the gospel. Like, what is it all for? If we're doing it, it's all for him.
That's right.
Everything we do unto the Lord. That's what it says in the book of Romans. And it means everything, because our lives are dust without him. And it is for his glory. It is for his purposes and his callings. And it's to win the souls of the lost. We have an impartation when we play. The Spirit of God goes out and penetrates the heart of man, and man becomes convicted, and eventually we so desire them to come to the Lord. That is the ultimate goal.
Amen.
I knew you wouldn't be quite long, Miss Adrian, because I know Richard didn't give you the proper introduction. He said, "Yeah, we just brought this backup singer in, Adrian. You know, she does a good job. Blah blah blah." But you know, I felt the Spirit, and not only did you get a backup singer, you got some pure soul right there. But there's a such a sweet spirit about you, and what you bring to the group,
because it is different. You don't really see that in rock groups, but it just it goes together so well, because like you said, if you do it for the Lord, hey, he takes care of the rest.
Yeah, we are super blessed to have Adrian, and you know, she has come out of her shell so much, and you know, we're excited about her coming out so more. I mean, for a while, she goes to church with Rod, and you know, she would sing out in the audience, and people would be like, "Oh man, you sound so awesome! You know, would you, you know, please come up and sing on stage?" And you know, they couldn't even get her up on stage to sing, you know, because it was so pure. You know, for her, it was just so pure. She wanted to be between her and the Lord, and you know, we were able to talk to her. It was like, you know, you could really bless a lot of people and bring them into the presence of God if you'll just get up in front of a microphone. So we're going to be doing more with her. Actually, we're trying for the show with Jackson that's coming up on July 29th. We're working on one that she can just, you know, she can be the main singer on. And we're excited. Are you familiar with a group called, do you remember Mother's Finest?
I do.
You remember their song, Truth Will Set You Free?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna try to work that one out and play it in Jackson, because we got the voices for it now.
Mm. I've heard it. I love it.
It's great.
Yeah, it's an awesome song.
All right, we'll be back with Not Ashamed right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. On the line with us this morning, Richard, Adrian, Rod, and Jim from Not Ashamed. Guys, you stay really busy. I follow you on Facebook with the PetraReunion.com and all the things that you guys have going. And I love your little profile picture, the tennis shoes on the stage. That's kind of neat. That's I like that. But
yeah, that's cool.
That is.
Well, let me tell you, if you don't mind, let me tell you a story about the shoes. The shoes are kind of the symbol of the band. They're going to be on our first album cover. But kind of the meaning behind that is really that it's not about us. We're just filling those shoes. But I mean, those shoes belong to, you know, anybody that goes out and preaches the gospel, because Not Ashamed, that's derived from I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto, you know, for everyone that believes. And so it's not just us that are not ashamed. It's everyone that hears us can put on those shoes and go out and preach the gospel and be not ashamed, and it'll be the power of God. So,
amen.
That's good.
That is good. Now you've got some shows coming up. Where is Not Ashamed going to be?
In July 29th. We're going to be in, it's Henderson, Tennessee. It's just south of Jackson, but most people know where Jackson is. We're also, in August 12th, we're going to be in Cookeville, Allgood, Tennessee, which is just north of Cookeville. So that's kind of directly on the opposite side of the city. Then September 23rd, we're going to be in Paducah, Kentucky. And all these shows are on the Petra Southeast Summer Tour. September 30th, we're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky. And then November 4th, we are going to be back in Nashville, Tennessee, on the 1 year anniversary of our first show with Petra. And this is going to kind of be the big end of tour blowout party. We're going to have lots of special guests, come in, and it's a smaller venue than we normally play, but we just kind of want it to be, just kind of like a group of friends all getting together and having a celebration of the end of the tour that we've had so much fun on. We do have we try to have some special guests. Rex Carroll from Wycroft is a good friend, and he's come to a couple of the shows. He's going to be in Jackson. He's going to be in Louisville, and I'm pretty sure we can get him to come back for Nashville as well. But Nashville, we're going to try to get a bunch, just a bunch of people. So many artists have been influenced by Petra over the years. And, you know, they like to, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen all the shout outs from John Cooper and DC Talk and Stephen Curtis Chapman and guys like that. You know, everybody has been so helpful in wishing Petra a happy anniversary. So we would love to see all of you at those shows. I think we're sold out of VIP tickets in Jackson and Louisville and Cookeville. I think there's still some VIP tickets left for Paducah, and Nashville has not gone on sale yet, but we do have general admission tickets available for all of those. So just go to PetraReunion.com and, you can get all your tickets there.
Cool. I have to see if that guy, Greg Wyckoff, can be a part of any of that.
Yeah. You are more than welcome to come out to any of those shows.
Well, we'll be back with Not Ashamed right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us, Not Ashamed. This has been a tremendous interview with some godly men and women. I'm humbled. I'm blessed to be able to do this. Guys, I know you've been on tour, you're in different cities, you're involved in the community, you're involved in, when you go to a community, you see a lot of things. I know we have people that listen to this show that struggle. I personally do. I have a friend in Houston, Texas, that stayed up a few weeks ago and listened to every podcast. And that's not me. You know, I'm not saying that that's not me, but they were struggling with their life. So God is using this show. Someone out there is struggling. What could any of you tell that person this morning?
Well, I would like to say that you are not alone. I just started writing a song with that title. You're not alone. In your times of struggle and trouble and indifference and life experiences. I've had a lot of stormy days and experiences that seemed like it was just me. And I couldn't figure out why it was happening to me. And I'm looking at everybody else smiling and happy family unities and homes and cars and all these things. And I'm struggling, and God, what's going on? But the first thing I realized I had to do was I had to examine myself and see what part I played in the madness. And then I also had to repent of my own sin. And then I just had to hand it over to God because there was nothing I could do. Sometimes the pain can be so bad that you can't even talk. But I will say this, God is with you. He's in the room with you. He's in the mess with you. He's in the madness with you. And even though it seems like we say, well, why don't you do something, God? He's saying, my grace is sufficient. He's saying, I have given you the power through my son, Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. I've given you the power over every evil authority in the earth, over every trouble, of every struggle. Call on me. Usurp your authority. The Bible says my people die for a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that scripture, if you read above and below, he said, when some of us are not being taught properly, some of us don't know how to plead the blood, some of us don't know how to walk in our divine authority. And then when things go wrong because we have a lack of knowledge, sometimes we get angry with God. We want to blame God, but God is never the problem. He is never the problem. Sometimes ignorance is the problem. Sometimes a lack of fellowship and love and support is the problem in the church. And I just want to say that there are people out there in the kingdom of God that are rich and full of the goodness of God, of the love of God. And I pray, my prayer for you, for those who are struggling and hurting, is that God would send laborers across your path, that God would send you the help that you need, because God is in us. This is how he reaches out to everybody, through us, those of us who are available and those of us who love the Lord and his goodness is in us. And I hope and pray that you have an encounter with God that you've never had before.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. and for us to make God happy. And faith isn't some this mysterious, you know, force like something in Star Wars or something like that. Right. Faith is just what you honestly believe. And if you have the mindset of, you know what, it's me and God against the world. You know, me and God can, you know, God, I believe, if you just believe that God loves you and that he will take care of you, and you push aside the worry and you push aside that, and you just focus single-mindedly on, you know what, God loves me. He sent his own son to die for me. And I know that if I put my trust in him, he will take care of me and everything will work out. That's all faith is. That just honestly believing that I know that God is in control, and I know that God is helping me, and I know that he loves me and that he cares for me. And if you focus on that, that makes God happy. And let me tell you something, as somebody who has gone through, as all of us have, lots of trials and tribulations, God has never failed me once.
Ever.
You know, even when it was, you know, even if when it was my own stupidity that got me into something, God was still able, God still came through because of his love for me, still came through and made the situation right.
Amen.
You guys are, truly an amazing group that God has put together. Richard, Adrian, Jim, Rod, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to call in. Rod, I think you are going to take the lead on how do people get in touch with you? How can they find out about Not Ashamed?
Well, you can find out about us on notashamedband.com. That's our website. We have our schedule out there. You can reach out to us via a link on the website. And there's information of if you want to know Jesus and want to know how to go to heaven, there's actually information about that on our website. And, of course, obviously, if you reach out to us, we would be more than happy to talk to you about it as well.
Awesome. I may need my first signed record to go up in the studio. That would be pretty neat. Not Ashamed.
We can make that happen.
Guys, be careful traveling. And do you mind real quick? I know we've gone a little long in this segment, but can I say a prayer real quick?
Sure. You got a bunch of preachers on the phone and thought you were going to get done in 20 minutes. But yes, please pray for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this group, for these men and women, Lord, that you have blessed, that go out to serve you. God, I ask that you protect them. Lord, and most importantly, while they're out doing your work, Lord, protect their families. Guide them along the way, Lord. Give them strength in the days that are long. Bless them, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say this band was a rock and roll band, but now it's a rock and soul band.
That is
wrong. Okay.
Right.
Hallelujah.
We wanted it to be a rock and soul band the whole time. We just had to find the right people. We definitely have them now.
Glory.
I like that. Rock and soul. I do. We'll use that in our next interview. We'll use that. Rock and soul. I'll remember that one.
Amen.
Well, all right.
Yeah, and brother, if you want some tickets to Jackson or anywhere else, you know, backstage passes and all that, by all means, please reach out to me and I'll be happy to get you some.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. God bless you. And if you want to hang on just for a second after we get off air, I'm going to run something else by you real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, that's Not Ashamed on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for one of my favorite segments of the show, the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is Suiting Up with Jeff Springer, a ministry with a vision of suiting up men for victory. Are you a dabbler? Do you dabble in things? The definition of a dabbler is one who is not deeply engaged. Man, being a dabbler in activities such as hunting, fishing, golf, sports is a good thing unless they become all-consuming. However, dabbling with your responsibilities as a dad, dabbling as a faithful and loving husband, dabbling in your walk with Christ is not good. Dabbling in these things that are eternal is not fully suiting up as God intends for us to do. Paul writes in Romans 13:12, "The night is nearly over, the dawn is almost here. So put away the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." Man, when it comes to your relationship with Christ, don't be a dabbler. Get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, men, suit up. To follow the Suit Up Movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
What a show this morning from beginning to end. What a bang. We started with a customized song that Not Ashamed sent to me to start this show off. And they're going to finish this show with Phillips, Craig, and Dean, Revelation Song, one of my favorites. And if you're walking into church, if you're late, I hope you're listening, and I hope this song just prepares you to walk into the door. I wanted to share something this week. It's the last 2 weeks I've talked about Jim Caviezel. This comes from Forbes Online. Sound of Freedom, the surprise box office hit based on a former government agent's pursuit to rescue child sex trafficking victims, has grossed more than $100 million at the domestic box office, Variety reported Thursday. Despite the scrutiny the film has received for its lead actor's ties to conspiracy theories. Well, I have something to say to this. I want you to go and listen to Jim Caviezel, okay? If you know who he, don't know who he is, he portrayed Jesus in Passion of the Christ and the journey he had in that movie of finding Christ. He sits down, and unfortunately, I don't want to say it's the left, because they're people in the right too. They're all a crooked bunch of jokers. I'll just throw it out like that. But he tells the truth of what's going on. And I hate it how people, you know, because it's revelation where right is wrong, wrong is right, where people that stand up and tell the truth are labeled, I guess the taboo thing they want to say is conspiracy theorist, when you're really just telling the truth. Well, what we need, I guess, in this world are more conspiracy theorists. We need more people who are going to stand up and tell the truth. And here's something. If you don't want to get into everything, because there's truth that needs to come out in all these rabbit holes, as you want to call them, there's one easy thing to tell people, and that is the truth of Jesus Christ and the truth that he's coming back and the truth that he loves you and the truth that he died on a cross and rose for your sins. Like I said, if you want to get into all the other stuff and share, because I'll be coming out on Facebook with more things, conspiracy, I guess, in food that I've studied and studied that I'm going to share with you. Stay true to the Lord, though. Stay true to the real truth. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.